This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, the firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping America safe. And I might add to that list all the first responders and all of the people that are involved right now in Ridgecrest, California, where that earthquake struck again tonight, 7.1 on top of a 6.4, and numerous aftershocks, about 100 of them, anywhere from a 3 to a 5. So it's very, very shaky, literally, in that area. Not all the people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, working, sorting the mail for delivery today. Thank you. And let's not forget about the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, too, to keep America rolling along. Now, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things we have to offer over there that will help you save money. Joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. Ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God simply because the country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and a lot of people still don't understand that, but that's their problem, not ours. Now, Mr. Rahm, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, who is still claiming the gibberish about the border, won't take it back, even though she says, well, she hasn't said, but she didn't see anything. She accused the people of what was going on in there. So she has no idea what she was talking about. And the woman is just, I don't know what she's got in her head, but it certainly isn't a brain.
Yeah, what she has in her bread, in her head kind of stinks. But she is just a confirmed liar. She knows that, you know, you tell a lie, tell it often enough, enough people in her mind will believe it. And this is what she is doing, and that's why she's sticking with this.
Clard Piven.
Yeah.
Rule number 13.
With that, mm-hmm. You know, they call it bull, capital S with a hit. And so she continues on her little trek. And she's not going to be reelected, by the way. I'm just going to throw it out there. She's not going to be reelected.
She's got some competition brewing. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, some good competition. And so people are waking up, by the way, around the country. People are seeing that we're having a good economy. Situation is improving because of the policies of the current administration. And kind of agree with you. You said earlier, you were talking, and you said that that Trump is going to be reelected. He is. Lots of people in this part of the country are waking up from their stupor, from their maze of the Obama era, and they're seeing better results of, you know, as far as job creation, the ability of people to open new businesses. That's what I really like, and because you can open new businesses. And And I think we need that. Competition in the private sector is one of the best things that can happen, because you want new businesses coming online, and that is a sure sign.
Now, what do you
real economic growth?
What do you think about these congressmen and women who are aiding and abetting the illegals to come into the United States? First of all, there's a Democratic congresswoman in El Paso, Texas, who's been sending her staffers across into Mexico to coach the asylum seekers as to how they can come into the country and stay here. And then you had Cory Booker, who actually went into Mexico a day before yesterday and brought six illegals back into this country with him.
Well, I don't know about you, Captain, and I don't know if there is a particular law in the book, which I believe there is, and it's just not being enforced. But I think that Spartacus and anyone else that brings people in illegally like that, they should have been met at the border with handcuffs and given the highest fashion quality handcuffs, bracelets, and taken to jail, along with the illegals.
Well, of course there's a law against it. You just can't bring somebody in here that's illegal in the back of the limo or whatever it is you're driving and say, we're going back, because of professional courtesy, and he's a congressman, they're not going to do, they're not going to search the car the way they would yours or mine, but that's just the way it is.
But you know what? There is no law for this, to the degree that I would have it. Someone from government who's supposed to be elected to protect us, who decides to bring in illegals like that, they'd lose their seat if it were up to me. They would be booted out of there.
Well, it's a political stunt. He did violate the law, but it's up to Nancy Pelosi as to whether or not they find any fault with him and bring him up on ethics charges.
Well, where that's going to go.
Yeah, nowhere.
So, it's just a bit of more lawlessness of Democrats, and because they are more enamored with illegal border crossers than they are with their job of protecting the interest of we the people of the United States of America. And they need to be taught a huge lesson at the election booth.
Now, there are some people that are speaking up against the OGACs of the world and Omars and whatnot. One of them is Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw, who I really like the more I hear about him, and we'll have to hold that thought till I come back from the break. So I am talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be right back right after this break with more. We are going to talk about another Texas congressman, this one Dan Crenshaw, the veteran who is really starting to step up in Providence. And then, of course, the 4th of July, what did you think about it? Well, CNN still doesn't get the message. They haven't gotten the message that it was an okay thing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's my neighbor, Mike Gallagher, and I do mean my neighbor. He lives down here in Florida right now, and he's enjoying all the comforts of being down here and not having to pay all that high tax money to be up there in New York State. So too bad, so sad. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. The website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive.com. Now, by the way, they have got the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, plus a great selection of certified pre-owned used vehicles, and they are the home of You Serve, You Save. Now, this is an exclusive program, 24/7, 365, that gives all active duty military and all veterans and first responders, too, that saves them a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. All you got to do is go to MossFamilyAutomotive.com, click on that little free credit check thing that you'll see right there, and it'll tell you exactly what you qualify for. By the way, while you're there, tell them the captain sent you, because what that's going to do is save you even more money, because just mentioning my name will save you $500 on whatever car deal you make, in addition to the great savings you'll get there. All right, Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyAutomotive.com. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is with us. And, you know, Mr. Ron, Dan Crenshaw is just one of many who's been going after this group of individuals who just forgot what it's all about to be an American. Dan Crenshaw, of course, is a combat wounded veteran from the Iraq-Afghanistan era. And he and Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, have been going back and forth. He has pretty much challenged her to meet him anytime, have a debate, this, that, and the other. She's refused to do it. He's gone after Tlaib and Omar, and I just, you know, he's just one of many that I think is really doing a bang-up job.
Absolutely. I like the fact that he's challenging these socialist pigs who call themselves Congress people as well. And he's very factual also when he speaks. He speaks the truth, as they say. And I like that he's doing that, and he's challenging them, and he's really exposing these people. But the one smart thing about AOC, the only intelligent thing that she's done so far is try to avoid debating him, because she would just clean her clock. It would just be an education seminar, right?
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah, he would definitely embarrass her, wouldn't he?
Yes, absolutely. Well, she's a victim of the government schools education system. And to be honest with you, she's a product of our evil school system that is producing people like her like a factory. And we've got to stop it. We've got to change the system in order to stop producing these kinds of idiots.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had the great, fantastic 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
This is what a Democratic congressman had to say about it.
Happening now, preparations are underway this morning for the President's Salute to America 4th of July event. The Washington Post reports this morning that the National Park Service is diverting nearly $2.5 million to help foot the bill. Joining me now is Democratic Congressman Don Beyer from Virginia. And Congressman, in response to that Washington Post report of $2.5 million being diverted to help pay for this from the National Park Service, you write, "This is insanely corrupt, even for Trump." Why?
Well, you know, it's such a sad thing. I grew up here in Washington, and I've been to the Salute on the Mall many, many times, and it's always been nonpartisan. This must be the most insecure man I've ever seen, because everything's got to be about him. And this bringing in the military, again, we've never seen something like that. It reminds me of some small, you know, autocratic country. And there's all kinds of actual infrastructure worries. We see the Post today, $2.5 million are set aside, but I know they're very worried about putting tanks above the cavernous rooms below the Lincoln Memorial. All the D.C. City Council is worried about the tanks on our city streets. And then the untold amount of money that it's going to cost to fly all those jets and helicopters overhead. You know, this is way different than anything we've had before.
Now, I will tell you this. Everything that he said didn't happen.
Okay. Here's my response.
No. He had no idea what he was talking about when he blew his mouth off and just threw things out there for the world to hear. The tanks were sitting stationary. Yep. The planes were flying overhead with the helicopters. Yep. The tanks weren't rumbling down through the streets like he said. Nope. And the ones that did rumble in the streets had rubber tread on them, which is the only way you can put a tank on the street, because if you do it any other way, you're going to tear all the pavement up. And, oh, by the way, they were extremely careful about where they parked those tanks, so they wouldn't be sitting over those cavernous rooms down below the Lincoln Monument.
Well, the man is a fool. I just have to put it just plain and simple for you. The man is a fool. First of all, I've seen videos of presidential celebrations of our nation in the past.
Yep.
One that comes to mind is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who had rows of tanks heading down, I think it's Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C.
How about bringing it up a little bit more current to John F. Kennedy?
Well I was going to mention him next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wanted to go back a little bit and then bring it up closer to our time. Also, Trump, I don't know where this man is born. I don't know what planet he comes from. Maybe he understands everything like Bizarro World backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that speech. Trump did not make that event about him.
Not at all.
80% of it to 90% of it was about the veterans.
Yeah.
And the historic thing.
And you know why he did that, Ron? Because without the people going to war that served in the military, the branches that he talked about, there wouldn't be a United States of America.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's why. It was a history lesson.
Yeah, and that's what Independence Day is about. I don't like calling it the 4th of July. That's what Independence Day is about. It was a war, people. And so for our independence and for our liberties. And so to not celebrate the military, it would be foolhardy. You have to celebrate the military, because without it, we wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be speaking German or Japanese, or in my case, probably not even be in existence. So These people need to either shut their claptraps or go back and start reading some books, some history. I'll teach them some classes. You'll teach, you can teach some classes.
Oh, yeah.
People are just total idiots.
Yeah, and again, the military, the whole purpose behind bringing the military out was that was to get everybody to understand without the military, without the Coast Guard, which, by the way, I was so happy that he made the Coast Guard the first on the list because they were the ones that went out and challenged and kept our shores free and clear of the British fleet and this, that, and the other. They went out there with those swift boat, well, wrong term. They went out there, swift boat is something from Vietnam. They went out there with their fast boats, their little sloops that they had, and just sailed rings around the British fleet, and in the process created a bunch of havoc, and they kept the British at bay most of the time, and it was a good thing. It was a really, really, really good thing.
And see, this is why we need to, you know, even offer classes after school for our students, because a nation that does not know its history is going to be adrift, one that is adrift. And the guilty of electing fools to office like this gentleman, and AOC, and many others. And so I was very, very pleased with Trump's performance and the entire celebration there on Independence Day. I was pleased beyond belief. And thank God that we have such a president, and that hopefully these fools will be bounced out of office as we continue under this administration.
I have saved something for right now to tell the audience, because we're running out of time, of course.
Sure.
What I got was I get all the emails from the DNC. I got one yesterday that said, we need your help. Things are getting bad. We're losing, or we're tied in 15 congressional districts, and it looks like we could lose 15 seats, and we have to have your money. We have to have your contribution. We have to have your support. We need to have you do this and do that. I'm thinking to myself, well, here they are telling their people they're about to lose 15 seats in the House of Representatives. That's a good thing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pass the butter on that.
And that's the Democrats.
Yeah,
That's not me telling you that. Mm-hmm.
Thank God. And what's going to happen is that these people are going to start losing their seats. It's inevitable. The economy is too good, and if the Feds don't mess with the interest rates, if they at least keep them where they are, and if they move them down, and if Trump could continue with some more tax cuts and things like that going into next year,
all right,
it's a shoo-in.
All right, and I got a quick message here from Sondi. Sondi up in Wisconsin says she's got 100-plus relatives in the Southern California area, San Bernardino, Riverside County area. She's not heard from them yet about what's going on out there with the earthquakes.
Well,
fortunately for her, they're a long ways away from where the earthquake has happened.
Prayers go out for the people in California.
Yeah. All right, got to let you go. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Take
care. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, we've got an Edwards Notebook queued up. We'll be playing for you here at bottom of the hour. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Lawyers for the Department of Justice told a federal judge in Maryland that the Trump administration will continue to explore their options in adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census, but made no mention of a potential executive order being considered by the White House. Earlier in the day, Donald Trump said he's considering those options.
We'll see what happens. We can also add an addition on so we can start the printing now and maybe do an addendum after we get a positive decision. So we're working on a lot of things, including an executive order.
After the court's filing, the Justice Department said the administration continues to reevaluate all available options. The Dow Jones Industrial finished the week with a nearly 44-point loss after the government reported that 224,000 jobs were added last month, much better than expected. Although that snapped a four-day winning streak, the Dow ended the day well off its lows. Earlier, it had fallen 233 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No, Supremes, you need to stop in the name of love for country. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, once again, the U.S. Supreme Court chickened out, this time regarding a question that should be posted in the upcoming U.S. Census. The Supremes blocked for now the Trump administration's correct plan to include a question on the 2020 U.S. Census that simply inquires about a person's citizenship status. The ruling not only marks a politically motivated setback for President Trump, but more importantly for the Republic as a whole. The Supreme Court ruling maintains the ability of leftists to cheat in the election process, so illegal border crossers can vote for leftist Democrats who are focused like a laser beam on their mission to literally repeat on a grander scale the evil, destructive madness they inflicted upon the American black community. Let's not forget, approximately 97,000 illegals in Texas voted in recent elections. I'm Ron Edwards. Make sure to join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us and The Edwards Notebook on great radio stations like WGUL Tampa, Florida, overnights during the Captain's America Third Watch.
Ron Edwards.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and now it's time for our beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, check them out. 855-FREEDOM. Tell you more about them in a minute. Today we'll have some scattered showers, mostly after 2 p.m. this afternoon, same way it's been all week long. Some thunderstorms with some pretty good amounts of rain in some of these storms. It'll start out very calm this morning, smooth sea, but the winds will pick up today. They'll be anywhere from 5 to 15 miles an hour, depending on the storms. Seas will go 1 to 2 feet in the afternoon during the weather that we'll be having. There'll be a light chop out there, and oh, by the way, the Gulf water temperature 89 degrees, the Bay water temperature 87, gone down a little bit because of all the rain that we've had in the afternoons here when it brings up the rain and gets everything started. And we've had some real gully washers throughout this area of Florida, and more of the same today. Now, the high tide coming 3:58 this morning, and low tide will be around at 12:01 shortly after noontime. So there you go. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And the numbers at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay tell an amazing story. You know, when they first came aboard with us about 3 years ago, they had 100 boats and they had 10 ports. Now, this Freedom Boat Club right here in Tampa Bay is the largest in the entire system of 185 locations. They have over 400 boats right here in 24 ports around Tampa Bay, from the Nature Coast all the way down to the Sun Coast and Tampa Bay here. Now, keep in mind that with 185 locations, three in Canada, two in France, and the rest in the United States of America, that you can certainly find a boat to your pleasing somewhere along the line. Now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee right now here at the Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or if you are a school teacher, you will get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. Now, after you pay your membership fee, all you have to pay after that is a monthly fee. So, all you got to do is load up the cooler, bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day out on the water. When you come back, hand them the keys, you are done. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations all across the country, and the three in Canada, too. So go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. Check it out over there or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And remember to tell them the captain sent you to find out more and to save you money. So that's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you more money. All right. Right now, as we take a look at some things that are out there, the question that we asked yesterday, which got a lot of response, was, what did you think about the 4th of July extravaganza that we saw in Washington, D.C.? Did you like it? Did you not like it? And if so, why? 877-969-8600, the number. 877-969-8600. Did you like that big American 4th of July, Happy Birthday America party? I know we had quite a response yesterday, people driving to work and whatnot, and people loved it, and we appreciate that. Oh, by the way, President Trump says those immigration raids are going to start, quote, fairly soon, end of quote. The ones where they're going after predominantly the criminals that have been here first, and then they'll go after the other folks that are here on visas, extended visas that have run out. But certainly the ones that have criminal charges against them are going after first. And there's enough intel that's been done out there. They know where a lot of them are. So hopefully that'll be a really good thing. By the way, the president is very seriously considering an executive order for the census question. Now, will something happen there? Maybe. It depends on what his attorneys who are researching this tell him. But if they think that they can do this by executive order, believe me when I tell you, they will. They most certainly will put on the citizenship question on the census, which, by the way, they've already started to print, apparently. We don't know that for sure. All right, let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Sean in Tampa.
What it are?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't understand about this immigration thing with people who have been court-ordered to leave the country. It's like we're going to start fairly soon or something like that.
Correct.
But here's my point. Okay, let's say that you've got 100 people here in the Tampa area that the court has said, okay, you've done this wrong and you need to be arrested.
Yeah.
But nothing happens and they just get to walk around, you know, U.S. citizens, they're just out there all, you know, supposed to be picked up by the police, but they're not. But we're going to do that fairly soon. You know, this should be happening nonstop every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have, you know, they talk about go get a couple thousand. There's tens of millions of people here illegally.
Well,
so what's a couple thousand?
Yeah, and I don't know about tens of million, but I will say that there's certainly everybody
you don't
will
think
agree.
There's 20 million?
No, I don't. I think there's 5 to 10 million. There may be a possibility of having that many here, but I don't think so, no. No.
That many in California.
All right. Well, in California, there's at least 5 million because they voted, remember?
All right, thanks, Captain.
Thank you. Okay, and that's Sean in Tampa. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business here. That was fantastic, Donald. That was fantastic. That was the greatest celebration in a long time of the United States of America, reminding everybody that it takes military might for our freedom here, okay? And now we took on the biggest and baddest England and everybody else for our freedom. So that was spectacular. That was the guy. Anyone who votes for a Democrat is an idiot. It's just that simple, okay? I didn't see one Democrat.
All righty. He got cut off by the computer because we're going to break, and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Let's celebrate.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of
what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin in my bass boat. Yeah, me and the boys were going up to the Intercoastal, you know, for a fishing tournament over the weekend there, and just thought I'd check in with you on the way up. You know, I was walking out to the mailbox the other day when I was actually up on dry dock, and I got a piece of mail from the city. I opened it up, and it's a ticket from one of them blooming red light cameras. But the funny thing is, my bass boat and my trailer's so big, that's the only thing in the picture. So it looks like I got a ticket for floating my bass boat down Highway 41. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can there, Melvin, in your bass boat. I can't imagine that. By the way, speaking of boats, if you're around Sarasota today, Head on over towards the water. Head on over towards the 10th Street boat ramp, because today there will be, let's see here, the Sarasota Powerboat Grand Prix Festival main event. Race day's coming up on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But today, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Rossiter's Harley-Davidson, 330 Cattleman Road in Sarasota, they're going to have a car show and motorcycle dealer event. Also today, the Sarasota Powerboats Grand Prix Festival hosts, they should have the boats over on the main street, the block party over there, as they get ready to fold the tent and move on back over to the 10th Street boat ramp. But coming up on Sunday, the annual Sarasota Powerboat Grand Prix, and the main event will be taking place. They'll be racing from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, they've got a big field of boats down there this year. As a matter of fact, 2019 marks the 35th anniversary of this event. They've got over 50 race teams expected to compete in Sarasota, with competitors from Italy, Canada, New Zealand, the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Turkey, the United Kingdom, Wales, Trinidad, Australia, and Norway. And I'm telling you, if you want to see something and you want to go there in person, Lido Key, Siesta Key, anywhere along those beaches down there, Longboat Key, the southern end of Longboat Key, that would be the place to be to watch those races, and you'll have a great time. The race course, by the way, this year is longer than what it was before. They have actually lengthened the race course to 6.17 miles from the 4.9 because of the size of the field, amongst other things. Now, it goes from just north of New Pass down to the Sandcastle Resort. So anywhere in between, you'll have yourself a great seat over there on the beach. By the way, the economy this week, big surprise. They expected maybe about 150,000 or so jobs. They wound up with 224,000 jobs created in June. So kudos to the president for that. Not very many people are talking about that, because I guess it's just not in the popular realm of things to say anything about this week, I guess. Also, for the 4th of July celebration on the Mall in Washington, D.C., a huge crowd, estimated to be 150,000, possibly as many as 170 or 75,000 people, were on the Mall to watch the president give his speech and to see the fireworks also on the 4th of July evening. Again, this is just stuff you can't make this stuff up. And when you see these crowds and you see the enthusiasm, and then you see the Democrats, it's obvious to me anyway, that the Democrats are in huge trouble. They don't have the support that they think they have. They really don't. And they're not going to get to the point that they think they're going to, the way that they've been conducting themselves, by moving way, way, way far to the left. It just isn't going to happen. Now, that's my opinion. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to admit, but I don't see it. I don't see it. Because the Democratic presidential hopefuls are more liberal, more extreme than anybody's ever seen them before. They're so far to the left that the rowboat's about ready to tip over, because they're all on the left side, all of them. And I'll tell you what, Independence Day 2019, which in my opinion in Washington, D.C., was probably the best event I've seen in Washington, D.C. in 10 years. 10 years. The Democratic Party, the establishment media, turned their back on celebrating the USA. Some of them never even showed the celebration while it was going on. And a few of them actually tried to get their point across by taking pictures before the event started and saying, The Republicans had hoped for a turnout, but the turnout was sparse, this, that, and the other. I saw one of the pictures that was taken, obviously, right after the construction work had been done, and nobody was around to be in there. And that was their picture of the people that showed up to see the event. Only a handful. And nothing could be further from the truth. It was just a phenomenal amount of people that were there. Phenomenal amount of people. By the way, I got a message for Colin Kaepernick. If you hate this country so much that you don't like our flag and you don't want to stand up for the national anthem and all this sort of stuff, I think it's time you should leave America. And I'll even help move you into Canada. I got people that'll help do that. Load it up and they'll load their trucks up and they'll take the stuff that you got to Canada. You can go up there and make all the noise you want and be a big windbag up there. Not that they'll want you, but I'm just saying. So, Colin Kaepernick, that's for you. That's for you. Now, keeping in mind that the United States is still the greatest place on the planet Earth that I want to be, and most everybody else does too, with the people that keep trying to come here, we have definitely overachieved when it comes to the greatness that this country has to offer. Because everybody wants a piece of it, one way or another. Everybody. And they continue to come. We can't seem to stop them. Now, they're being coached, I'll give you that. And Steve in Thailand, thank you very much, my friend. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Steve is signing out for the night. We appreciate that. But the people are being coached. We have a congressional representative in Texas in the El Paso area who is sending her staff, members of her staff, over into Mexico to coach the people that want asylum in the United States, telling them what to do, how to do it, so that they can make sure that they get inside and are able to seek asylum. Isn't that something? And then, on top of that, we've got Cory Booker, who actually went into Mexico and actually put illegals in a vehicle that he was in and brought them into the United States. For what purpose? Well, obviously to say, well, I'm supporting these people and they're minorities and they've got problems. Obviously, that was a reason. Obviously. Oh, by the way, you want to feel better about the world now? Turkish President Erdogan has offered to be the peace broker between the United States and Iran. How do you think that would work out? How do you think that would work out? Well, it wouldn't. Well, folks, it's been another fantastic week. I appreciate all the support you've been giving me here in this program. We don't forget about the things that comments that are made, and on the weekend it gives me a chance to recharge my batteries a little bit, but I also take a look at all the different messages I got during the week that I wasn't able to get to. Most of them I answer, some of them I don't, because there's no way to answer them. So I appreciate everybody and everything, and believe me, I don't take it lightly. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch, we're going to turn out the lights, grab that door in the corner, slam it. See you Monday morning. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.